You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to all our favorite listeners in Austin, Texas. I want to thank them so much for all the texts and love they send all the time. High five to the people in Austin, Texas. And now we've got my old friend, Alex Zilberglied. He is the main man at Marcus & Millichap. High five to Gene Berman and Kurt Felici for giving you a shot. Boy, did you clean up. Alex is a senior VP over at Marcus & Millichap in their Miami office. He's been with the firm, my gosh, since 2003. Am I that old? Oh, he's closed over $600 million in deals in office, single-tenant, net leased, industrial land, and retail properties. We're going to talk about the transfer of foreign capital from the residential market to the commercial real estate market here in Miami. Before we get started, I want to give a high five to Paola.
Thanks, Jim, and I'll pass that on to Paola.
All right, Alex, tell me a little bit about what's going on here in international real estate. Condo seems to be overheated. If I'm an international investor, what do I do now?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of opportunities on the commercial side. We've seen a tremendous transfer of capital over the last 24 months in particular, as the residential market, as you said, has heated up. Arguably overheated, many of those investors have realized that if they want to diversify their investments, if they want quality tenancy, many times credit tenancy, corporate guarantees behind those leases, they want to be able to, again, reduce their exposure. They're pouring over some of that money into commercial real estate, everything from single-tenant net lease assets, office buildings, shopping centers, hotels, et cetera.
Sounds to me like they're shifting from, I'm going to move money into Miami to give me some cash flow.
Absolutely, absolutely. No longer are they looking to park some money. You know, they got smart. They realize they're looking for returns. They're looking for safety. And they're looking really for a long-term strategy on these assets.
Now, you go down to Latin America and you pitch these deals, don't you?
Absolutely. This is something that historically they have not, you know, been coming to Miami to invest in commercial assets. They're used to buying the condo and brickle and whatnot. But over the last 24, 36 months, we have seen a tremendous amount of capital flowing from residential into commercial. Not to mention the finance market has opened up, the lending has opened up to foreign investors, which was not the case in the past, which has facilitated even more that influx of capital.
Well, what have you seen since 2003? I think that there's been a real change in the way that people have viewed the market, and it's gone from red line to American investors to now the international investor sets the pace down here.
I would tell you that nowadays we're seeing at approximately 60 to 70% of all transactions in Dade County have some sort of foreign investor component, you know, whether it's direct or indirect component. Many of those investors are co-investing with local operators, but absolutely the international investor is a major player in Miami commercial properties today.
Now, what are the international investors looking for? It seems to me like they'd want something that's not management intensive, like a triple net lease deal. Or if they do, they'd want to deal with somebody that's a local property management company. You have the ability to help people put together a full, complete team if they buy something?
One of the things we do is not only do we help those investors identify the opportunities, we help them underwrite the opportunities, source financing for them, and ultimately, you know, close the deals for them. In the instances where they need management, we help them identify the best managers for them, property managers, leasing agents, whatever they need.
You know, that's the thing I like about the Marcus & Millichap model is you're not competing for a bunch of different parts of the deal. When somebody talks to you, they know that you're just about getting the transaction done as far as the title exchange. You're not really about angling to get the, well, maybe you are the financing, but certainly not the leasing and the property management.
We do one thing primarily, and we do that better than anybody else.
I remember when you guys came to town. You brought this model from California. You came over here. Gene came to town. Big Gene, I hope you hear this, Gene. We love you, Gene. You're the man. And thank you for all the support that Marcus & Millichap has given to our community over the years as well. Because the minute that Gene came to town, you guys became an awesome corporate citizen. Tell me a little bit more about the investing here in the market.
Look, there is continues to be a lot of capital. Like you said, a lot of the foreign capital likes to the ease of management aspects of deals, especially if they don't know the market. So many times they will come into the market as an entry point into the single-tenant net lease assets, which many times have a corporate guarantee, investment-grade tenant, long-term lease, what we call this triple net in the industry, you know, net of taxes, insurance, management. It really is a bond, if you will. So it's a great way to get in, generate anywhere from 6 to 7 or even 8% return compared to many other investments today, which is a pretty safe bet. with the appreciation of the asset and the depreciation that it affords, for real estate.
You mean that I can get more than 1%?
That's why real estate is the class du jour right now, for sure.
Yeah, I know. Now, Alex, you work down here in Miami, go down to Latin America. Why don't you give a little bit of, contact information out in Spanish in case somebody wants that in Spanish. Give me a little Spanish there.
Si alguien quiere contactarme para recibir información sobre nuestras propiedades y oportunidades de inversión, puede llamarme al 786-522-7056.
See, and I'm just a redneck from North Miami Beach. I say, yo soy una gente de bienes raíces, and they give me a break. Now, Alex, if I'm an international investor, let's say I'm liquid. I've got about $5 million liquid. My business is in Latin America. I show good on credit. I move my family here, but I go back and forth, and I don't want to really run anything. What would you recommend I do?
It really depends on your investment strategy, Jim. One of the things that I will tell you is that many of these investors, when they come, they're not necessarily flippers like many of other investors. They're really here to park their money long term. They're setting roots here. Their kids are coming here, already studying in college here, many of them. So their idea is to really park their money long term. That's why one of the questions that people ask is, why is it that many of these foreign investors are willing to take a lower yield on some of these investments relative to domestic investors? And it's very simple. Number one, they are about protecting their equity. Number two, they don't mind. They understand the value that Miami real estate offers to them. And when you compare Miami relative to other cities in Latin America, Sao Paulo, Buenos Aires, Mexico City, we're still a bargain. And so they understand the value, the long-term appreciation potential of these assets. So that's why they're willing to take a lower yield.
You know, I have residential guys that come, they buy all cash. We help them do jumbo mortgages. They talk to me about investing in commercial as well. And I always say there's three things that the people come here for. They come here to buy the condo to keep their money safe. They come here to play around and have fun socially and shopping. We'll just do a dot, dot, dot. And then they also come to invest in real estate.
Absolutely. Real estate has become a major investment for them. I deal a lot with a lot of family offices, high net worth individuals. And real estate has become a major part of their portfolio.
Wait, family offices? That's like a new buzzword. Tell me a little bit about your family office practice. We only have a couple minutes left, but I really want to hear about this.
We do a lot of work. It's all very private. These families tend to be very confidential in nature. And we help them, like I said, navigate the process of identifying those opportunities. We work hand in hand with their advisors.
I was going to say, they all come with like a boatload of advisors. You got to get through them. You almost never meet the principal.
It's part of being a team player. We work with their attorneys, their advisors, et cetera, et cetera. And we work with a lot of those families from Latin America.
Okay, we're getting close to the end here. I want you to say your contact info also in English, but you can roll out in Spanish again. I just absolutely love that.
Yes, you feel free to reach me at 786-522-7056.
Hold on, go slow because we have New York Jets fans that listen. Go ahead again.
786-522-7056, or you can visit my website.
That's what I like.
www.thezilberglategroup.com.
Oh, spell that out. You think that they're going to know how to spell that out? Come on.
All right, here you go. T-H-E.
That I think they know.
Z-Y-L-B as in boy, E-R-G-L-A-I-T group.com.
I just call him Mr. Z. He's the man when I need to know about investing here locally. Alex and his team over at Marcus and Millichap and Kurt and all the guys over there. Give a couple shout-outs to people on your team. We got 5 seconds. Like, give him the. I'm talking too much. Go.
You know, first of all, thanks to Kirk Felici and the rest of the team. Thanks to my assistants, Nico and Lucy as well.
Oh, you're the man. Alex Zilberglied, you need investment real estate, you call my buddy Alex.